It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. Welcome to another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, August 13th at 10:30 in the morning in the office of the Director, the Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Biloxi, Mr. David Nichols. Sorry, David.
You sure you know where you are and what you're doing? Good morning. Glad to be here this morning. And we've got a lot of Katrina events coming up, and so we'll be talking a little bit about those. But what you got on the hook today, Vincent?
Well, one of the biggest things was we had this meeting on Monday, and the city has come to a settlement with the legal representation for the BP oil spill. And they came out and they passed two resolutions.
Yeah, essentially we got $5.1 million from BP, and that we had to include the attorney's fees in that. And so there was a contingency fee of 20%. And so the mayor worked with the attorneys on the that were representing Biloxi, and they all came to an agreement where they had put provide the city with $200,000 out of the settlement. And so I think nobody was happy, but everybody walked away giving up a little bit.
And yeah, I want to make darn sure we don't say donation or even a contribution. What that was a settlement. That was a settlement over the fees, the $200,000. And now what the city council is going to do with you and the mayor is they're going to go through the budget process, and they may find where they want to plug that $200,000 in somewhere, or they may want to leave it in the city's general fund where it will help shore up the city's financial reserves. Speaking of that, this is the first budget year for this Andrew Fofo Gillich guy, and I know you're probably nervous and excited about it, and I guess the biggest word is anxious.
Yeah, you know, we've been working on the budget, and he has some ideas on how he wants to move things around and do things differently. And so with him just getting in office and all going on, we've been a little bit slow getting out of the gate, but we're ready to go, and Tuesday we'll be presenting it to the city council, and we'll see where it goes from there.
One of the things that he's been doing in as far as moving people around and moving things around is he's had a heck of a lot of people from Parks and Recreation and Public Works down there on the medians of Highway 90.
Yeah, they're looking really good. I don't know if they got all the way to the Bees Road, but they are pretty close. Oh, they're headed back. Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw them getting the sand off those sidewalks on the north side. I saw the construction crews up there. They were taking out some old beat-up sidewalks and getting ready to pour some new. Saw the same thing on Howard Avenue. So they're all around town trying to get things done, and so they're working on all of it.
You know, folks, if you travel around Biloxi and where they're working, I know that you're always safe when you pass them. But stop for a moment, take a beat in what you're looking at. It really looks good. It really looks clean. And it's making our community very attractive.
The biggest thing that the mayor said is, and he said it over and over, that we're a tourist town, so we ought to look like one. So what he did was he dispatched the Public Works and Parks and Recreation crews. And this started, what, I guess about a month ago?
Yeah, it's been several weeks ago. They spend at least 3 days a week down there on Highway 90, and then they go back to their regular duties, and they've been working Saturdays and trying to catch up on what their regular duties are.
It started down on Point Cadet, and what they've done is they've worked their way up. And David and the mayor laugh at me when I say this, William, but we got about 8.2 or 8.3 miles of Highway 90 in Biloxi. And what I've said to them repeatedly is times four, because you got two medians on the north side of 90 and two medians on the south side. So we're looking at over 32 miles of median in Biloxi. And when you get to the area up there by Sharkheads, you're looking at two more medians because there's an access road. What I'm saying is that some people might say, well, gee, why is it taking so long? Because it really is a lot of work, and it can be dangerous.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, you see the Sand Beach people. They've been out there cutting also. But we've been trimming it up. And as the mayor says, we want it to look like our front yard. And when somebody comes to town, we want Highway 90 to look like a front yard and something we're proud of.
Okay, let me throw a curveball at you. I know you just love this. We had a question earlier today because right now a lot of people are taking stock, particularly the national media and our volunteers, whenever they're coming in as we approach the 10th anniversary of Katrina. And they're taking stock of how far we've come, how much further we need to go. And one of the questions we got from WWL is, what are the top three success stories in Biloxi since Hurricane Katrina in our rebuilding? And this is all Katrina related. I would think number one has to be the new legislation that allowed casinos to come on shore, because how much of our budget depends on these casinos?
Yeah, we budget about $18 million a year.
Budget, that's how big.
A general fund budget of about $50 million. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, about 20% of it is gaming revenue or gaming related. So that, you're right, Benson, that's very, very important to the city. And I think the other thing that's really important is the buildings that have been built back. I think one of the greatest structures that we have on Mississippi Gulf Coast is our visitor center. I mean, the number of people that run through that, they go through that facility, it's just incredible. It's a beautiful facility. It stays rented. I think Bill Raymond is just in heaven down there running that thing. So it's really a really fine facility that we're very proud of.
When I think of the facilities, what I do too is trying to get more. I also bundle in that with the visitor center. I bundle in those two that we did at the same time over there, the Civic Center and the library. Yeah. If you'll recall, we had a great ribbon-cutting day where we cut the ribbon on the Visitor Center, Civic Center, and the library. So that was, you know, we were talking about $35, $40 million worth of buildings all in one day. And then I'm thinking the third thing would have to be, our Chief of Civic Innovation and Development and I have been arguing over this. He thinks that the repopulation of Biloxi is big. I also think that the infrastructure work is big that we're doing. Right, Sackett?
Well, I was going to say that should be number three, the unseen. Can you think for a moment, folks, think about this. Your entire infrastructure is being replaced. Not too many cities in this country can brag or even have the ability to do it, so hats off.
Well, there's not a lot of bragging going on right now in East Biloxi, is there?
No, it's painful, but just think, you know, that, you know, that's struck a lot. Some of that had been down since the 50s. Mm-hmm. And so when they get through, you're going to have a road that hopefully won't be torn up for years and years. The drainage will be much better. You know, and your water and your sewer all will be great. So, you know, it's extremely painful and be that away probably for another year or so. But in the long run, it'll just be tremendous.
What we're going to do is we're going to get Marvin G. Dalla Rosa over here to talk about where we're at on this infrastructure project. And if you want to know real quick, you just go to the City of Biloxi's website, and on the search engine right there, type Restore Biloxi. And on the search engine right in the middle of the page, and it'll take you right to a video that still features Mayor Holloway's voice on what this infrastructure work entails. David, City Council meetings are coming up next week. Budget, you referenced it earlier. Tell people when they are.
Well, they got a meeting some related to taxi cabs at 10, and as soon as they get through with that hearing, we'll go into budget, and then a regular city council meeting at 1:30 on Tuesday.
And once again, I want to remind people, as David's getting ready to leave us to go into an infrastructure meeting, but I want to remind people, this is your opportunity to get down to the Orr O'Keefe Museum of Art and see Katrina Plus 10. Katrina Plus 10 is going to be running through mid-September. This Friday, we got Riley Morse, who became such a great voice for the poor and working class and underprivileged after the storm. Next Friday, we've got Gerald Blessy. We just had the business council last night. And on the very last Friday of programming, we are going to have Mike Womack, who was the head of MEMA, who's going to talk about how $24 billion flowed through the state of Mississippi in our rebuilding effort. And then, of course, it's all going to climax on August 29th with the Katrina Memorial Observance in the morning at MGM Park at 9 a.m., and then that night at 7:30, I believe, is the time for the Concert for the Gulf Coast, Concert for the Coast, with Roscoe Bandana, Dr. John, and Trombone Shorty. The Katrina exhibits are going to run through about mid-September down at Oro O'Keefe. But if you haven't been there, what do you get to see, William Sackett? And once you tell us what you get to see, you can wrap up the show.
Folks, do afford yourself the opportunity to see this exhibit. It's more than just artifacts. It is stories, testimonials, photographs, videos, endless cornucopia of things that reflect the small, the large that happened in our Katrina. It reflects what people are, what they did, what happened to them, where they are today. The process and the listing would be endless if I were to itemize everything. It's a total experience. Simply go there at least once before this exhibit closes. You should stop and pause and acknowledge it. You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.